Hi everyone. Yes, today we'll be looking at Capitec and specifically its half year results, and we'll also touch on some of our views as we go. Macro front, we expect the consumer to benefit from a lower inflation and interest rate environment. Capitec was also able to reduce its impairments due to being a bit more agile in its lending. It has more short-term type of lending, so it's able to adjust its lending criteria, and this benefited due to we're having lower impairments. And taking this improved macro outlook and improved credit quality into consideration, that this sets them up for potential higher growth going forward as the consumer's health further improves. Looking at the half year results, some points that I would like to highlight that stood out for us is that the retail side of the bank still continues to show good growth, still able to grow the number of clients, and also the cross-sell opportunities that it has presented, and the clients also taking up those quite nicely. On the business side, it's continuing to show growth in the sense of the client growth and loan growth. The headline earnings, it's a bit muted, but they're busy with a more of a market share growth strategy as they have lower pricing in this environment. On the impairment side, it's lower as mentioned previously, and also taking into account it came from a high base in the previous year. Another item that stood out was that they increased their holding in Avafin from 41% to 97%. This required them to now consolidate this investment. And although this has a minimal impact on the overall profit, it's about 1% of the group, it did lead to also the net interest income increasing, but also the operating expenses. On a valuation front, Capitec's current share price is trading at record highs again. And based on this, we're also changing our recommendation from a hold to a sell. What would change our mind is if a long-term sustainable growth rate would justify this higher valuation multiples, or if the share price would trade lower. Otherwise, we would expect the earnings to grow into the current share price.